It sounds like Ajahn Chah was an arahant from your comments about his relics. How do you know? Are there many living arahants now? Should you seek one out as a Dharma teacher? Another question is, what is a quote, transgression against the Dhamma, unquote, that we bow and ask forgiveness for during the evening chanting? What are some examples? And why do we do this practice of asking for forgiveness? Surely the Dhamma is bigger than us and doesn't need it. Yeah. And they say, what is the benefit of having a relic on the altar? Does it help our meditation? And these, what I wanted to sort of point to with these questions as an answer is the role of faith in practice. That it is a you know, there's qualities of faith and the its attendant sort of secondary qualities of maybe a quality of devotion or a sense of humility, and so that there's, you know, that faith starts to split off into other qualities which are very useful for spiritual practice, and but also that from a Buddhist perspective, that the faith is not a, say, like a required element, or it's considered a spiritual faculty, an indriya, considered a spiritual power, a bala, and but it's almost always in conjunction. I mean, it is always in conjunction with other qualities, so that the almost in any description of the qualities that are useful, and faith is mentioned, wisdom or wise reflection will almost invariably be in that same list, that same, so that there's this sort of faith and wisdom working together, faith and wise reflection working together. So that and also and it's very clear in the let's say, like the spiritual faculties or spiritual powers, those list of qualities that say following after faith is effort, so that faith which is working properly is then leading to effort in practice. So it's a very useful quality, because you know, sometimes, say, our wisdom or our discernment faculties will keep us sort of thinking and thinking and thinking and analyzing and figuring out, and we don't actually have the time to put any effort in, because we've expended so much energy in the actual thinking processes. So that faith is something that gives the impetus forward, energy, effort, and that's very useful, necessary, helpful, a part of practice. It helps to cut through a lot of obstacles, and but it's always tempered with that reflective practice and wisdom that is necessary. The whole element of forgiveness is a it's sort of tied into the aspects of faith, in that we're turning our attention to the qualities of faith, respect, devotion, deference, so that lifting something up higher than ourselves, in the sense of looking towards something as having, I say, worthy of respect, worthy of veneration, worthy of paying heed to, and to give ourselves to it, so that to be able to give ourselves to the practice, to give ourselves to Dhamma. And so that, that as I see it, is to say that, say, asking for forgiveness is not so much of literally that, but something that an attitude that one is giving oneself the opportunity to open oneself more fully to, say, to Dhamma or to something other than one's own views, opinions, preferences, desires, and that's that can be very powerful. Now that whole aspect of forgiveness is it. I mean, there's many aspects to it, but the a lot of you here probably know Reverend Hung Shur from the Berkeley Buddhist Monastery. I mean, he did his whole PhD thesis on it. That was his thesis that he finally completed. it was really frustrating for him doing a say, like an academic thesis on spiritual quality, because he kept bringing writing things that weren't useful in an academic sense, but were very heartfelt and practice oriented. And he said it was very frustrating for him, and especially that the element of say forgiveness, repentance, and how that's played a role in many spiritual Buddhist traditions and in Chinese tradition even more than say Theravada. But it's a sort of a as I see it, that giving ourselves the opportunity to step back from our a sort of self-orientation, and then have something worthy to give ourselves to, and that is very liberating for the heart, as we, because on a certain level, you know, we're never going to figure this out anyway, I mean, there's, you know, we can, and you know, there is, obviously. I mean, the Theravada tradition and the Buddhist tradition in general is extraordinarily refined nuances of philosophical and intellectual application, but it can only take one so far, and on a certain level. It's all, you know, that relinquishing, letting go isn't done with the with the analysis side of things. It's done with the face side of things. So that attending to that quality that also supports and encourages more the faith aspects.